Today, Shir is a Masechta Moed Katan on Daf Chav Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, near the end of the line with the words Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, we have learned Chacham Shem Beis, if a Chacham is Nifter Beis Medrash Batel, his Beis Medrash is Batel, as Rashi explains, Oysan Sheregil and Lil Moitar Mipiv, those who were accustomed during his lifetime to learn Torah from him, they refrained from learning Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. Instead, the Meforshim explained there are Hespedim, there are eulogies in the Beis HaMedrash over the Chacham, and the Ramban and the Rush tell us that this is specifically speaking about on the day of the Misa itself, when the Chacham was Nifter, when he passed away. And the Rush tells us in the name of the Raiva that even after the Hespedim, the Talmidim should not learn in the Beis HaMedrash, but rather they should learn b'chavrusa in private houses. This is a demonstration of the loss of Torah since the Chacham passed away. Continues the Gemara, Av Bezdin Shemes, what happens in a town? Each town had an Av Bezdin, the head of the Bezdin. If he was Nifter, Kol Batim Adrasha Shebi'iroi B'talon. All the Batim Midrashim in the entire city are Batel. Learning does not go on as usual. The Bachan Yoradeus tells us that the reason for this is because all of them have learned Torah from the mouth of the Av Bezdin. And continues the Gemara, V'nichnasin lebeis haknesses, they go into his shul where he davened in, U'mishan es mekoyman, and the people who davened in that shul would change their place in the shul. The next halacha, where the nasi is mace, there we find they don't even go into the shul. But here they go into the shul by the Av Bezdin, but they have to change their place. What does that mean? Continues the Gemara. Hayoshim, it's often those who had a seat in the north part of the Beis Medrash. Yoshim Medorim, they sit in the south. Hayoshim Medorim, those who sit in the south. Yoshim, it's often now they sit in the north. This is all a demonstration over the loss of the Av Bezdin. What happens if Nasi Shemeis, if the Nasi of Klal Yisrael is Nifter, Bate Midrashish Kulam Betalin? This means that in every place, in every locale, the Bate Midrashis stop learning their regular schedule of learning. Ubnei HaKnesses and the members of the Shul, Nichnasin LeBeis HaKnesses, they go into the Beis HaKnesses, continues the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, Vekoirin Shiva v'yaitzin. They, as Rashi tells us, they read on Shabbos when seven people are called up to the Torah. Says Rashi, v'kar and shiva b'sefer Torah, de'ein mispal yachad b'beis haknesses, kolach v'yachad mispal b'beisoy. They don't daven together in shul with a minion. Every person individually davens in his own house. They only come together to read from the sefer Torah, which requires a minyan, and that they do in shul, but otherwise they don't enter the shul. So the shul, in a sense, becomes batel, except for the Kriyas HaTorah of calling up the seven Kruyim. According to the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rush, there is a minyan, except the minyan does not take place in the shul, it takes place in the home of the relatives who are sitting shiva. So they disagree with Rashi. Rashi says that everybody davens in their own house, and these Rishonim are of the opinion that there is a minyan, but the minyan is not in shul. There's also a further machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban and the Ritva say that this halacha only applies to Shabbos, as would be indicated by the fact that the Gemara only speaks about Kairin Shiva, and there's only seven Kruyim called up on Shabbos. But they do not read in the shul on Mondays and Thursdays when only three people are called up. So the only time the shul is used during the shiva is on Shabbos to call up the seven Kriyim, according to Ramban and the Ritva. However, the Rush disagrees, and the Rush says that when our Gemara speaks about shiva, it doesn't just mean the seven Kriyim, it means whenever there is Kriyas HaTorah, but Huadin would apply to Monday and Thursday when only three people are called up, that then the shul is activated, and otherwise, as Rashi says, either they daven at home, each person individually, or as the other Rishonim said, that there is a minyan in the house of the Kroiv. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, Loi sheyel chuvitalu, not that they should go and walk around Bishuk in the marketplace. And what is this referring to? There's a machlokes Rishonim. Either this is going on the Gemara before in Chav Beis Amid Beis, when there was Bittul Beis HaMedrash. They don't learn as usual in the Beis HaMedrash. What do they do when they're not learning? It doesn't mean that they go around and walk around in the marketplace. According to other Rishonim, this refers to after reading in the Sefer Torah in the shul, and then they're going to be v'yotzin, as the Gemara said before, they're going to be leaving the shul. They won't be conducting the regular tefillahs in shul. What do they do then? They don't go around and walk in the marketplace. Ella yoshrin v'doymin. They sit and they are silent and they reflect on the loss of the nasi. V'ein oimrim shmua v'agoda b'beis ha'avol. And one does not say halachas or agados, the homiletical portions of the Torah in the house of the Ovel. Demiri says that this includes even concerning in Yani Avelis, things that have to do with Hilchas Avelis. The Ritva disagrees, and the Ritva says that this halach is only by items that are not pertaining to the special halachos of Avelis, of the loss over a close relative. The Ramban tells us that our sugya actually is speaking about even on Shabbos, because this Mandiyomer holds, we're going to see a machloikis at the bottom of our Omid between B'nai Yehuda, B'nai Galila, whether Avelis is Naig B'Shabbos. This Mandiyomer holds that Avelis is Naig B'Shabbos, and therefore, Ein Oimrim Shmua V'Agada B'Beis Ovel, even on Shabbos. The next sheet in the Gemara, Amru Alav al Rab Chananya ben Gamliel, Shehoya Oimer Shmua V'Agada B'Beis Ovel. According to Rabban, the Pshat is that Rab Chananya ben Gamliel was from the B'nai Yehuda. The B'nai Yehuda held that there is no Avelis on Shabbos, and therefore he did say Dvar Haggadah on Shabbos in the Beis Ovel. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanu, we learned Ovel and Ovel Shabbos Rishayna. The Rashi in the Ksav Yad here says, what does Shabbos Rishayna mean? Shiva Simei Shabbos, during the week of Shiva. The Ritva brings down from Rashi that it does not include Shabbos itself. Shabbos means the week of Shiva. Avol Shabbos Rishana Eino Yoytzim Pesach Beisai. He does not go out from the door of his house. However, the Ravid holds that Shabbos here means specifically on Shabbos, and one should, the Avol should not go to Shul on Shabbos. So the Rosh brings down from Rav Haigoin that this is actually totally in the Minig HaMakom, and it would seem that the Minig in at least most of Klal Yisrael today is that an Ovel does go out to Shul on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Shniyah, the second Shabbos, or the way the Rashi and the Ksav Yad was learning, the second week, Yoytzei, he does go up, but Ve'eni Yoyshev M'Kaimah, he doesn't sit in his regular seat in the shul. Shlish is the third Shabbos, Yoyshev M'Kaimah, he sits in his regular seat, Ve'eni Medaber, he doesn't speak. On this, the Rashi Niksav Yad says, what does it mean, Ve'eni Medaber? Eli Yoyshev V'Doymem, he sits quietly, doesn't mean he can't open his mouth at all. Of course, one shouldn't speak in shul b'chlal, but it means at those times when any kind of speaking would be permitted. Says Rashi, ve'einoy marbe bedvorim kimin hagoy. He doesn't speak as much as he usually does. Let's say davening is over, and people then may speak to each other. So it's noticeable that he is speaking less than before his avelis took place. Revius, the fourth Shabbos, harei kuchalotim, then he's like everyone. Now you'll notice in Shnia, the way we have the gears, it says Yaitse, he goes out from his house, Ve'ein Yoshim Kaimoy. It doesn't say anything about Dibber. The Bach in Ois Aleph adds the words Ve'ein Medaber. Just like in the third Shabbos, he's Yoshim Kaimoy, he sits in his regular seat, Ve'ein Medaber. So in Shnia, he doesn't sit in any Yoshim Kaimoy, but again, Ve'ein Medaber. However, if we look at the top Tosfos, the Ramaskal Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and we look at the last line, Tosfos says, "Dishema ein asher ledaber kiyim b'mekaymoy." Perhaps the Isser of Dibra is only when he's in his place. And as it would seem that Tosfos did not have the Girsa of the Bach. Tosfos had our Girsa, which just says v'eni yashrim kaimai. So it means the second Shabbos, when he's not yashrim kaimai, there he could speak because he's not in his usual area of the shul. He's not amongst his usual fellow congregants that he's used to. So there it doesn't show such social activity if he will speak. However, the third week, when he's already yashiv bim karmai, then ve'ein medaber. So it would seem here to be a machloikis between the Bach's Girsa and the Shema ein asher ledaber ki bim karmai that Tosfos has, and according to Tosfos, he would not be goyris ein medaber by Shabbos Shniyah. Now we have a different opinion from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loy hutzruchu loymer Shabbos Roshon liyetzim pesach beiser. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there are four Shabbosos. But he says what you call Shabbos Rishayna, which is the Shiva, on that, no one would have to teach me such a thing, that he doesn't go out in the Pesach Beisai. Why? Sharei HaKol Nechnasim LeBeis LeNachmai. Everybody comes into the Oval's house the first week of Shiva to be Menachemim. So of course he doesn't go out from his house. Ela Shnia in the Yaitz of Pesach Beisai. We have to start the first week of this four-week cycle with the second week, means the week after Shiva. Then, that week after Shiva, the second week, that's going to be our first week. And on that, we say he doesn't go out. Even the second week, he doesn't go out. Shlishis, 2 weeks after the Shiva is over, Yaitzev and Yaitzev and Kaimai. That's when he goes out and doesn't sit in his place. And again, the Bach puts in Vein and Medaber. Revius, the fourth week, which is 3 weeks after Shiva, Yoishim Karmi can sit in the seat, Vayna Medaber, then he doesn't speak. Chamish is the fifth week, which is 4 weeks after the Shiva ended, Harei Ukecholarim, then he is like everyone else, according to the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Tana Rabbanon, we have learned, Kol Shloishim Yoim L'Nesuit, that if someone loses a relative, as the Rashi in the Ksav Yad says here, Imeis B'noi Oyachiv Asur Lisa Isha, if someone lost a son or a brother, he's not allowed to marry anyone for 30 days. However, Mesa Ishtoi, what happens if the lost relative is his wife? Asr Lisa Isha Cheres, he's not allowed to marry another woman. Ad She Yavru Alav Shloish Regalav, until 3 Yom Tovim have passed. Rashi B'Ksav Yad tells us the reason is in order that he shouldn't show that he's finished with one wife, he goes immediately to the next wife. It shows that he has a very callous attitude to the death of his first wife, and therefore Chazal instituted he has to wait 3 regalim. Tosfos in the second Tosfos on the Amud Divrei Maskil Ad Sheyavru Shlosh Regalim gives 3 other reasons. First Tosfos says Ad Sheyavru Shlosh Regalim B'loy Simcha V'loy Yishkach Avas Ishtoi. The Chazal wanted the man to wait 3 Yom Tovim and not have the full Simcha, but he doesn't have his wife, so that he, for the rest of his life, he will not forget the Ava of his wife, and he sees what he's missing by not having his wife there, the 3 Regal. Inami, a second pshat in Tosfos is, Kidei she'isa isha acheres v'lo ye'zochrim in ha'rishoyne, sh'lo ye'beizdeis b'mito. That 3 regalim have to go by so that he forgets about his first wife, so that later when he marries his second wife and they have relations, he will not be thinking about his first wife, which is improper, as the Gemara in the Dorim tells us. Finally, Tosfos gives a reason, Va'oi penyes girena avas ishtei lekantra, that if he does not wait 3 regalim until he marries his second wife, he may come to antagonize his second wife by bringing up memories of his first wife. And therefore, for all of the 4 reasons that we have mentioned, 3 from Tosfos and 1 from Rashi and the Ksav Yad, a person should wait 3 regalim until he remarries. There's a machlokes rishonim, and whether Yom Kippur and Sukkos would count as the Shalosh Regalim, or it has to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which is a larger amount of time. a man has to wait to remarry Shalosh Regalim. However, a woman does not have to wait Shalosh Regalim if she lost her spouse. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says, Regal, Rishon Rishani, Usser. The first two Yom Tovim are Usser Shalishi Mutter. However, the third Yom Tov is Mutter. The Imein, like Bonim, there is two exemptions. There are two exemptions to this rule. If he has no children, meaning, even if he has children, but he hasn't been Mekayim the Mitzvah of Peruvu, because, as we paskin, like Beis Hillel and Gemara Yevamos, that he has to have a Zohar and a Nekev, a male and a female child, and he doesn't have them, then Mutter Lisal Alter, he's allowed to get married right away, Mishum Bittel Piri Verivyin, because he shouldn't wait, because by waiting he is being Mevatel the Mitzvah of having children of Pru or Vu. There's different shitas in the Rishonim exactly when he's allowed to get married. What La'alter right away means here in Yoredei, the Psak is that Erusin, Kiddushin, he's allowed to do right away. However, Nisuin, he should wait until after Shiva. And relations with his wife is also permitted for Piri Verivyin is permitted right after the Shiva. There's a second exemption that the Gemara now tells us. He nicholoi banim ketanim. What happens if he was mekayim the mitzvah peruvu, but these are young children? So it's not a question of bittul peruv yirivya. It's a question of taking care of young children. Then mutter lisal alter. He's allowed to get married right away. And again, in Yoredei, it's explained that erusin he could do right away. Nisuin he could do after Shiva. However, relations with his new wife, he should wait until after Shloshim from the Patira of his first wife. What is the heter by Bonim Ketanim? Mipnei Parnasasim, because he needs someone to take care, as the Rashi Niksav Yad explains. Mipnei Tikkun HaNorim, the Isha Meravya. A woman is the one who raises children, who knows, who's at home all day, who tunes into the needs of the children. And she is the one who can properly raise his young children. So therefore, he has a heter to at least make erusin right away and nisuyin after Shiva is over. The Gemara brings a maisa. Maisa shemesa ishto she Yosef HaKohen. Yosef HaKohen's first wife died, and she had a sister. Va'amr la chaisa b'beis HaKvoros. And in the beis HaKvoros, it would seem as he was burying his first wife, he says to his sister, "Lechi go parnasi espnei achoyscha, take care of your nephews and nieces, the children of your sister." As Rashi Niksav Yad explains, "Shani naisascha, I want to marry you, so you take care of them." But however, the Gemara adds, "Va'afu pikein loybole elas mamarubba." He didn't have relations with her until a long time. Milas mamarubba, what's considered a long time? Until after 30 days. The third Taisus, Divya Maslova, Omer Lachais of Basic Forest, Taisus says, Lav Dafke, that he actually spoke to the sister in the Basic Forest. Why? Sha'avil kol Shiva Usser. Because for Shiva, during the Shiva, he would be Usser definitely to marry her. And then he brings up Shad from the Riva, that the Riva says this is referring to a death that we find in that his wife died on Erev Pesach. And we learned before, if you hold Mikzah Yom Kikuloi, that even one day, even an hour of Shiva that was held before Yontif, this was Erev Pesach, but Lamimenegzer Shiva. So according to the Riva, actually the Shiva had been completed because it was Erev Pesach, and therefore he was allowed to marry her right away, because it was considered as if he had married her after the Shiva. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Shloishim Yom Legiyutz, all 30 days an Avil cannot wear freshly pressed clothing during the Shloishim. What does Giyutz actually mean? Is Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi Shita means that a certain kind of pressing on a perfectly smooth table, and you rub it down with a glass stone. The Muki Yosef says that it is a way of cleaning clothing with hot water and various detergents. The Gemara continues that this prohibition is echad kelim chadashim, whether it's new garments, echad kelim yishanim, or it's old garments, yoytzim etoich hamichvash, that are coming out from a press, and the press makes them look like they're new. In both cases, it is usher for the Ovel to wear these freshly pressed garments, freshly laundered garments, during the Shleishim. Rebbe Eimer, Rebbe says, Lo Yosru El Kelim Chadashim Bovad. There is no Isser on Kelim Yishanim, on old clothing, only on new clothing. Rab Lozer, Rab Shimon Eimer, his shita is, Lo Yosru El Kelim Chadashim Levanim Bovad. It's only white new Kelim. The Gemara relates two stories, one about Abai and one about Rav. Abai and Nafik begarded the Sarvala Karebi. Abai went out with an old coat that had gone through the Gihutz process, and this was permitted according to Rebbe. The Meforshim explained that it was really not only permitted according to Rebbe, it was certainly permitted according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, because Rav Lezer Rav Shimon is more makel than Rebbe. Rebbe says that only Kalim Chadashim are Asr, but all kinds of Kalim Chadashim are Asr, whether they're white, whether they're red, makes no difference in color. And Rav Lezer Rav Shimon says only new white clothing is prohibited. So what the Gemara here means is, since it was old, it is permitted even according to Rebbe, certainly according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. Rav Anafik Bechimutzta Romitza, he went out with a Roman tunic, Sumkisa, which was red, Charati, which was new. Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, that would only be mutter according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, because according to Rebbe, once it's new, it's usser. It doesn't make a difference what color it is. According to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, even if it's new, it's mutter if it's not white. And here it was red, and therefore it was mutter. I heard from Rav Fishel Shechter Shlita that he wanted to say, I don't know if it's his own pshat or was saying it over from someone else, that L'chayra from here would be a raya to a machlokas, an interesting machlokas between the Yad Malachi and the Sefer Madani Melech. That, in other words, it would seem over here it's a machlokas between Abaye and Rav. Do we pass like Rebbe, or do we pass like Rav or Reb Shimon? And we know that the halach is like Rav throughout Shas, whenever he has a machlokas with Abaye, except Biyal Kigam, except in six cases enumerated in Perek Eilu Metzias, where we pass like Abaye against Rav. So the Yad Malachi is of the opinion that we paskin like Rava even when the machlokas did not originate between Abai and Rava. For example, over here, the machlokas originated with the Tanoim, Rebbe and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. But even there, if Abai is on one side and Rava is on the other side, we would paskin like Rava. And in fact, Alocha is, in Shulchan Aruch, like Rav Lezer Rav Shimon, because we're going to go like Rava against Abai. However, the Madani Melech says that the only time we pass like Rav against Abaye is when the Machlokas originated between Rav and Abaye. So L'chayra, Rav Fishel Shechter Shlita said that this Gemara would seem to indicate, like the Yad Malachi, that even though it was a Machlokas that didn't originate with Abaye and Rav, yet we paskin like Rav, who paskin like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon. I would like to take issue with this, because I am not sure that there is any machlokas here with Abai or Rava. They were merely, there are two cases. The first case was permitted according to Rebbe, and as we spoke out in the Gemara, it was certainly permitted according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. Abai happened to walk out with an old coat that had gone through the Giyutz process, and that was permitted both according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon and even according to Rebbe. Rav, on the other hand, walked out with a new red Roman tunic, which was only permitted according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. It's very possible that Abaye would have walked out, had he had that, he would have walked out with that also. It's no proof in the fact that Abaye walked out with an old coat that he held only old things are mutter and not new ones. He also, as we explained, holds like Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. He was saying that this is even mutter according to Rebbe, and it's certainly mutter according to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon. So I don't think from here is a raya to the Yad Malachi against the Madani Melech, because it's possible that there's no machlokas b'chalal between Abaye and Rava. Kein nira lefi anias daiti. Continues the Gemara. Mipnei shamru Shabbos oilaveinim afsekes. The Mishnah stated there's a chilik between Shabbos and Yontiv. Yontiv is not oila to the minion of Shiva, whereas Shabbos does count for the minion of Shiva. Another difference is that Shabbos does not break off the Shiva or the Shloishim, and Regel, Yontiv, does eliminate, conclude the previous Shiva or Shloishim. It is Mafsikit. Now the Gemara tells us that on these words of the Mishnah, we have a machlokas between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Galila. Hani Amri, as we turn to Daf, Chof Gimlamed Beis, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, Vahani Amri, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. Some say that there is Avelis B'Shabbos, and others say that there is no Avelis B'Shabbos. And we're going to try to prove from the words of our Mishnah to either the psak that Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos or to the opinion that Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. There's a machlokas Rishonim exactly what is the machlokas of Yesh Avelis or Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. Some say that this is even a shail in Befarhesia, whether you know Befarhesia Avelis B'Shabbos or not. However, the top Tosfos Divrei HaMashal Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos tells us Bidvorim Shebetzina Mairi Kidapirish Bekuntres, that Tosfos quotes Rashi that the machlokas is only Betzina. Befarhesia, there's certainly no Avelis B'Shabbos. But Betzina, as the Meforshim say, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, there is some Zecher, some hint of Avelis B'Shabbos because there are dinim that you're noig Betzina. And others hold that not only Befarhesia is no Avelis, but even Betzina ain't Avelis B'Shabbos. And now the Gemara is going to show the how we deduce from the words of our Mishnah to each Shita. Mandi Amar Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, the one who says that there is Avelis B'Shabbos, noig, let's learn like Tosfos, but Betzina there is noig Avelis, Diktani Oila. Because the Mishnah said that Shabbos is Oila. And if there was absolutely no Avelis B'Shabbos, even Betzina, except that it counts for the numerical 7 days, then the Lashon, as the Rishonim explained the Gemara here, the Lashon should be Oila min haminyan. If that's all, it's Oila. It's not Oila in the substance of days of Shiva, of Avelis during Shabbos. There's no Avelis even Betzina. It only counts as part of the number 7 the Mishnah should have stated, Oila min haminyan. Since it says Oila and not the words min haminyan, it would indicate that there is Avelis actually on Shabbos itself, at least Betzina. Man diyomer ain Avelis B'Shabbos. The Man diyomer says there is no Avelis B'Shabbos, even Betzina. Diktani, he has a diuk from the other words of the Mishnah. It says, Eina mafsekes, that Shabbos does not halt the Shiva, Isal kedatach yesh Avelis B'Shabbos. And if you're going to tell me that dinim of Shabbos are noyig, hasht Avelis nahaga, there are dinim of Shabbos, of Avelis that are noyig on Shabbos, afsuki meboya, do you have to tell me that it's not mafsik? Of course it's not mafsik. You're noyig either according to some Rishonim, even Avelis b'Farhesia, or at least you're noyig Avelis b'Tzina. So certainly it's not mafsik the Avelis. Therefore it would indicate that ain Avelis b'Shabbos. The Gemara asks, "Velahok tani oila." If you hold ain avelis b'Shabbos, so then we have the problem. Why did it say oila? It should have said oila min haminyan. The answer is, "I did the kabbalah misni seifa ain enough." Since by regalim we say that they don't count for the shiv or the shloshim tani reisha. That's why in the reisha he wanted to make it symmetrical, and he used the same kind of terminology, and he used the word oila. Now, Tosfos and Divrei HaMashal, Man Diyomer Yesh Avelis, toward the last five lines of the Tosfos, at the end, Tosfos says, "With Tosfos or Rav Maksha, the Mashma Afilu Man Diyomer Deloy Nahaga Oila Laminyan Shiva." It would seem from our Gemara that even if you hold Ein Avelis B'Shabbos, but it's Oila. Why didn't it use the word Oila Minyan? Want it to be symmetrical. But the bottom line is, what does oila mean? It means oila min haminyan, even though there's no avelis. Sfreg toises akashim kain beregel nami. So why don't I say the same thing beregel? On yontiv, afagav deloy nahagi, even though there is no avelis beyontiv, yei oila, why is yontiv different than Shabbos? Will il amrinan linyan shiva, loy kamaboyle, deloy nahagi, it's a shiva beregel. The Gemara said earlier that there's certainly no shiva during yontiv. So why isn't it oila? Why is regel different than Shabbos? Umitaritz. And he answered, "Afal gav de Shabbos oila regalay oila." There's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Hoyo ve'ein avelis klal. On Yontif, there's absolutely no remnant of avelis. Mishum dechsiv ben simcha, because Yontif is a day of simcha. Shabbos miu like siv simcha. There is no lashon of simcha connected with Shabbos. So therefore, afilein in the haggis, even though Shiva is not noyeg, but yet we could say it's oila because it's not a stira to simcha. The Yerushalmi Mefarsh, Tosfos goes on to explain, time of the Shabbos, the Ein Avelus Nayibay. Why, in fact, do we say, according to this Man D'Yomer, that there's no Avelus, even Betzina in Shabbos? Mishum D'Chsiv, it says in Mishlei, Birchus Hashem Hita Asher. The Brach of Hashem is richness. V'lo Yosef, Atzev, Imo, there should, with Bracha, there should be no depression, no Atzvus. V'Shabbos K'siv Be Bracha. By Shabbos, it says Bracha, as the Masoras HaShas brings down an Ois Dalet, Vayivorech Lekim Es Yoyim HaShvi, as the Medrash Rabbah tells us in Parsha Vayichi. So there's Bracha associated with Shabbos. And it says in Mishlei that when you have Bracha, there's no Atzvus. Therefore, there cannot be any Avelus on Shabbos, because there is Bracha there. If there's Bracha, there can be no Atzvus, there can be no Avelus. But yet, it's Oila, because it's not on the level of Yontif, which has a higher level of Simcha, and therefore Avelus is not, Regal is not Oila Laminyan Shiva. However, Shabbos could be Oila Laminyan Shiva, even though there's no Avelus that is Noyig on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Leima Ketanoi. Excuse me, there's a piece before. Ulamandi Amr Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos. According to Mandi Amr, says there is Avelus B'Shabbos. We had the problem. Hoktani Einem Afsekes. We learned in the Mishnah the words that Shabbos is not Mafsik. And we had a question. If there is Avelus, of course it's not Mafsik. So the answer is Mishum de Kaboyla Misna Seifa Mafsikin. Tanaresha Einem Afsekes, the same similar teretz that we had according to the other Manyomer. We want to keep it symmetrical. So since by Yontif we said that it is Mafsik, so we say by Shabbos it's not Mafsik, even though of course we don't have to say it's not Mafsik if Avelus is Noyeg, but we wanted to keep it symmetrical. So each Mandiyomer has his way of deducing his Shita from the Mishnah and answering the problem that the other Shita raised. Continues the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi, should we say that this is a Machlokes Tanoim? We learned in Masechta Brachos, in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Misha Meis Umeto Lefanov, a person who has his mace in front of him, in other words, he's an Oinei, his close relative has died, and he has not yet buried him. The Halacha is Oichel B'Bayis Acher, he has to eat in a different house. As in the Mukhi Yosef explains, it's only permitted to do in the house of the deceased things that are necessary for the mace, and eating is not one of them. And therefore, the surviving relative, the Onain, that is his title until the Kavur takes place, he has to eat in a different house. Ainly, by Yisachar, he doesn't have a different house. Oichel b'beis chaveri, he eats in the house of his friend. Ainly b'beis chaveri, if there is no home of a friend available, Oisloi Mechitza, he makes a partition, Asor Tvachim, 10 Tvachim, and he eats behind the partition. Einloi Dovelas Mechitza, he has nothing to make a partition with. Machzer Ponif, he turns his face away from the deceased, Voichel, and then he eats. But he doesn't eat in his usual comfort, Ve'ena Mesa Voichel. He doesn't do Kulonu Mesubin, he doesn't lie down as they used to lie down on beds to eat. Ve'enoi Oichel Basar, Ve'ena Shreisa Yayin. He doesn't eat meat, and he doesn't drink wine. And here, Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the Amud, the Ramaskel Veino Oichel Bas Veino Shoyse Yayin, on the third line, says, Temo, I have a question. Mashma do'oinen chomer mi oval, do'le metzino oval sheibo yisr bas v'yayin. A oval is permitted to eat meat and drink wine. However, we just learned that an oinen, before the kvur, the burial takes place, he is usher. So it would seem that an oinen is harder, his dinim are harder than an oval. And then Tosfos on the next line says that we see the opposite. Ubishard vor mechmir b'avelus, we find that avelus is harder than aninus. Bekfiyas hamito, you have to turn over the bed. Vinilas hasandal, you have to take off your shoes, which an oinen does not have to do. Vatifas aroish, you have to cover up your face. Vituva ikka, many other dinim, uboin and shorian, these are permitted by an oinen. So which one's harder? Is an oinen harder? Is an oval harder? Answers Tosfos v'yesh loimer, the dvorim shemishum oval, things that are prohibited because the person is in a state of mourning, mutter gabi oinen. An oinen is permitted to do it because he's not yet in a state of mourning. Uba avelus asurim, they're prohibited for avelus when the shiva begins. Avol dvor m'she'enu masur m'shum aveilas al m'shum she'esho liyos torad b'kfuris meisoi. V'lo yimsherach achad dvor m'acherim k'kan achilis basur sh'tiyas yayin asiri bo'aynin dafke. The reason Tosfos says that eating meat and drinking wine is prohibited is not because it's oinen is more severe than aveilas, but rather we're afraid that if he gets caught up in eating meat and drinking wine, he will be derelict on his duties of bearing the mace. His primary task that lies in front of him right now is to bury the mace. And these are activities that can take his mind away from his primary task, and therefore they are prohibited. So in these two dinim of Achilles Basar and Shtiyas Yayin, the oinen is harder than an oval. But as far as the actual dinim of Avelis, that only starts once the kfura has taken place, and the kriya is made, and after the walking through the line of Menachemim at the Beis Olam, when the Avelis takes place, then of course the Dinim Avelis are harder than Aninus. Continues the Mishnah in Masechta Brachos, Ve'ein Mevorech. Rashi over here explains it means Lohaitzi Achem Yidei Chavasim. A person doesn't make a bracha to be Moitzi others, or Hu Adin it can mean that he doesn't make brachas, which he needs for himself to eat. Ve'eim ezamin, he doesn't bench. Ve'eim evorchen olav, and other people are not might see him with a bracha. Ve'eim ezamin olav, we do not use him since he's potter from benching. He's not part of three people who eat together who have zimin, who have to bench together. U potter, and he is potter, mi kriyishma, from reciting the kriyishma. U min atfilin, from davening. U min atfilin, and from putting on tefillin. U mikol mitzvah amurs b'torah, from all mitzvahs that are listed in the Torah. And you'll notice that the Mishnah here spoke about positive mitzvahs asay. The halach is that all lois asays, an oinen, an oval, are definitely chayivin. They're not allowed to eat chazer, they're not allowed to put on shatnez. They are oinen is potter from mitzvahs asay. Rashi in Masechta Brachos tells us that this is similar to a chosin. A chosin, the first night, is potter from Kriyishma, because, as we learned in Masechta Brachos, he's torahed with the mitzvah that he's going to perform that night with his wife. And so here, the Ovel, who is torahed, who is busy with the mitzvah of burying his deceased relative, is also, his mind cannot focus on doing the mitzvahs, and therefore he is potter. B'siyata d'shmai, at the end of this year, we will offer a beautiful interpretation of this halacha given by Harav Yosef Doiv Ber Halevi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Continues the Mishnah. Ubishabbos, and on Shabbos, Meisiv Oichel, then he is able to recline and eat. V'oichel bas v'shoyse yayin, he eats meat and drinks wine. Umavorach, and he makes brachas. Umezamen, and he benches. Umavorachin, umezamen alav, and one can make a bracha for him, and one can make him part of the zimun. The chayiv b'kriyishma b'tfila, the Gilyan Hashas from Kiveger brings a gears of the riff that we take out the next word of b'tfilin, because since we're speaking about Shabbos, Shabbos is not a time when anyone puts on tfilin, but he's chayiv in all other mitzvahs asay of kriyishma and tfila b'chol mitzvahs amurs b'tarah. Rav Gamliel Oimer, Rav Gamliel says, he argues on the Tanakhama in one respect, mitoich neschayv be'elu, since he's chayv in the mitzvahs that we just enumerated, neschayv b'kul and he's chayv in all mitzvahs. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, in explaining this machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel, states, tashmish amitah kemenai, what is the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel? Whether he can have relations with his wife on Shabbos. My love, b'hoka mifilgi. In other words, as Rashi explains, the Rav Gamliel, who says Nischayev Bekul, and he meant to add that he's Chayev also in Oina, the mitzvah of Oina, and Tashma Shamita, relations with his wife. However, the Tanakhama, who enumerated all those mitzvahs but didn't mention Tashma Shamita, holds that he is not obligated in the mitzvah of Tashma Shamita, even on Shabbos. My lab, L'chari, this is the Machloikis. The Machloikis that we had between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Galila, whether Yesh avails for Shabbos or not, that's the machlokes here between the Tanakhama and Rav Gamliel. The Mar Sover, Yesh avails for Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds that he does not have the mitzvah of Oina. He holds that he has to be noyeg bitsina in private. He has to be noyeg avelis, and therefore he does not do that mitzvah on Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Umar Sover and Rabbi Gamliel holds that since he's chayv in these other mitzvahs, this chayv bekulin, he's also chayv in tashra shamita, because ein avelis b'shabbos, even b'tzina, ein avelis b'shabbos, and therefore he is chayv in tashra shamita. The Gemara says, you want to make it a machlokes tanoim, mimai. What's your proof? Dilma may be atkan lekomer tanakama hasam el mishum demesim with lufanav. You know why the Tanakhama holds that it's aser b'tashra shamita? That's only because there we're speaking about an oinei. The mace is middle of fun of. But that's no proof to our sugya, because we're speaking about after aninus, after the kvura, when he becomes an ovel. Maybe an ovel would on Shabbos have the mitzvah of tashra shamita because ein avelis b'shabbos. Avahachad ein mace is middle of fun of loy. Maybe here, even the Tanakam would be moited that ain't avelis b'shabbos. Over there, it was aninus, and aninus meisim with lufanim. And Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil v'eino oichel basar v'eino shoyes yayin tells us in the middle of the Tosfos, oishema simcha yiserta v'chutzpah, that the reason they prohibited aninus from tashma shamita, even more than Avelis, as we see here in the Gemara, is because that's like a chutzpah, his relative died, and he's Isaac in Simcha Yisera, extra Simcha. Tosfos also says, just like by eating meat and drinking wine, it could be Moishech him, he could forget about his responsibilities. The same thing if he is Isaac in relations with his wife. So there is a special reason why we're more machmer by aninus, perhaps in this prat, then avelis. The adkan lekom Rabbi Gamliel hasam Rabbi Gamliel, who permitted tashma shamita over there by mason with the lufan of dakati lechal avelis aleh. In a sense, aninus is easier, as we said, than avelis, because the chomer of the isurim of avelis have not been chal on the onan yet. His avelis period hasn't started, so that's where Rabbi Gamliel permitted it. Aval hacha the chal avelis aleh. But over here, where the Avelis period has begun, Hachinami, perhaps from Gamliel, would agree that Yesh Avelis, that Betzina, there would be an Isser for him to have Tashra Shamita with his wife on Shabbos during the Shiva. So we have no Raya from the Machlokes Tanakhama from Gamliel to the Machlokes between the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Galila. In closing this year, I would just like to mention the beautiful pshat of Rav Yosef Doiv Ber Halevi Soloveitchik Zitzal, and one could find this in my Sefer Oira Oiris on Omud Samach Gimel in the Kuntres Aninus Vavela Shel Churban. Rav Soloveitchik explains this Mishnah that we discussed in Brachas Tav Yud Zayin Amid Beis, because we have to understand the following. The Mishnah Brura Paskins that when we learned in our Gemara on the third wide line, the last word, upotter mikriyish ramanatvillah, there's actually a machlaikis rishayim and poiskim. What does the word potter mean? Does it mean he's potter but mutter? If he wants to say krishma and daven and put on tefillin and do all the positive mitzvahs to say, he is allowed to? Or does potter actually mean usher? And the Mishnah Berura paskins in Siman Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Zion, that potter actually means that it is usher, and that's the achra of Roiv Rishonim. So this is the Ikr la'alocha that he's usher. So Rav Yashu Berzitzal asks that potter, I understand. He's busy with his mace, he's torrid, he's potter, I can understand. But to tell me it's usher, he comes to the Rav and he says, today I want to say brachas with more passion and with more kavana than I usually do. And the Rav will tell him, no, the Mishnah Berura Paskins, usher, you're not allowed to. Why should it be usher for him to do all of the positive mitzvahs I say? On this, Rav Soloveitchik Zitzal brought the Zohar in Parshas Lech Lecha, which tells us that every Jewish person is made of three parts, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And the Zohar compares this to a flame. There is the part of the flame next to the wick, which is dark, but is the hottest part of the flame. And above that is the yellow, orange, reddish part of the flame that gives off light, but is not as hot as the blue part next to the wick. And on top of the blue and the yellow parts of the flame is the smoke, which disappears into the atmosphere. Explains the Zohar, and explains Rabbi Yoshe Ber, that the nefesh, as we say in davening, pasuk in Iyuv, perek beis, pasuk yud, nefesh kol chai, v'ruach kol besar ish. Every living thing in the world has a nefesh. The nefesh represents the physical passions of every living thing, the desires, the emotions. Nefesh kol chai. This is the hot part of the flame, but it doesn't shed light. Above the hot part of the flame, which only man has, is the yellow orange part. This represents the Or Torah. This represents the Ruach, the spirituality of man, as the Targum in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zion, tells us on the Pasuk, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, Vayihi ha'odom l'nefesh chaya, says the Targum, L'ruach memalala, that man was given the ability of Das, which allows man to speak. That is the second part, the Ruach. The yellow part, which is on top of the blue part, the part of the human being which shines and radiates the Chochmah, the Or HaTorah, and Nefesh Kol Chai. Yes, every living thing has Nefesh, has the Hargoshas, the feelings, the passions, but V'ruach, the spiritual part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man to control his physical, animalistic part, that's only V'ruach Kol Besar Ish. Only an Ish was given the Ruach to control his Nefesh, the yellow part of the flame, to control the blue part of the flame. Above the yellow part of the flame is the smoke. And what is this compared to, says the Zohar, Ihi Stimoi Law, Al Kola Tmira de Chol Tmirin, Nehura Stimoi de Lo Yiskazi de Lo Yiskade. This is a secret. This is something which disappears into the atmosphere. It is not seen, it is not known. This represents the third part of a Yid, of a Jew, which is his Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Uneshama. The Neshama, we believe we have it. We all believe that we have in us a chelik alakami mal, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But who of us has experienced our neshama? We've experienced our passions, our emotions, our nefesh, our hargoshes, our feelings. We've experienced our seichel, our ruach, our power of intellect. But the neshama, no one has experienced. We will only deal with the nefesh and the ruach. Said Rabbi Yoshe Ber Zitzal, that when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses his father or his mother, his son or daughter, his brother or sister, at that moment it is as if a powerful storm would have come and extinguished the yellow part of the flame. The person is left with the blue part of the flame alone. He's left with his hargoshes. He cannot believe. He feels the loss of his mother and his father. They who were part of his every waking moment, they with whom he shared the trials and tribulations of life, that suddenly they are not here. He feels, he's margish, he feels the loss, but he cannot conceptualize it. He cannot believe, he cannot understand that his father is no longer, his mother is no longer. The Torah tells us, the Allah dictates, that when you're living with your nefesh alone, when you do not have your ruach, when a powerful storm has come and destroyed momentarily your intellect, and you're living with your nefesh kol chai, but you're not living with your ruach kol besarish to govern your nefesh, such a person not only is potter, such a person is usur to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the Kfura takes place, Chazal in their infinite wisdom understood that that is the moment when the person's seichel begins to come back. When the yellow part comes back on the blue part. When his ruach once again will govern his nefesh. when your ruach, your seichel, your intellect comes back, the yellow part comes back, now take out of your adeya and open up Hilchus Avelis. And not only are you chayv in all taryag mitzvahs, you're chayv in the special requirements of the shiva and the shloshim and the yud beis chodesh. Now that your seichel has returned, not only may you be an Oved Hashem, you're mechuyiv, you're obligated to serve Hashem. But in the state of aninus, misha meisay mutal lefonav, our Gemara over here in Mayat Katan of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, potter, which we paskin means usser, you're usser to do all of the positive mitzvahs, you cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I wanted to add briefly on this beautiful explanation of HaGoyim Rav Yosher Ber Zatzal is that we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Roy Lechol Yari Shemayim, Shei Meitzar V'doyeg Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, that every God-fearing person is mechuyev to have meitzar, means to have anguish, v'doeg, and to worry about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What are these two requirements here, two words that the Shulchan Aruch uses? Every word is precious and was thought out. It has an inner meaning. And perhaps the answer is that just as there is aninus and avelus over the loss of a close relative, so too there is aninus and avelus over Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the Shulchan Aruch is telling us it is proper for every God-fearing person, not only shei meitzar, not only that we should have anguish, not only that we should emotionally, through our nefesh, through our hargashas, feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Not only should we cry when we mount that building that overlooks the site of the Beis HaMikdash, which is no longer, and which moves us to tears, that's very good. But there's another step. V'doyeg. We have to worry. Worry is with our intellect. Worry is with the yellow part of the flame, with the ruach, with the seichel. We have to think, why did the Churban Beis HaMikdash take place? What can we do in our lives to bring back the third Beis HaMikdash? That's how we worry. That's how we think intellectually. So it's two chiyuvim. Meitzar v'doyeg. Nefesh and ruach. Hergish and Seichel. And that's why Chazal say, the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim, Zoche V'Roa B'Simchasa. V'She'ein HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim, Ein HaRoya B'Simchasa. It's not enough. Chazal did not say, Kol HaBoch Al Yerushalayim, to cry in Yerushalayim. Kol HaMitztar Al Yerushalayim. Chazal used the word Misabel. Not only do we have to cry over Yerushalayim emotionally, but we have to think of what were the causes of Churban Beis HaMikdash, what we can do to bring it back. That is the role of an Ovel. The Ovel is Chayav in Mitzvahs because his intellect has returned in the Zman of Shiva. If we will be Misavel al Yerushalayim, then B'siyata Rishmaya, M'heir of Yameinu, we will all be Zoche to V'roa B'simchaso. We will see the great joy of the rebuilt Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Mehera v'yameinu, amen.